Buen día, mi gente, and welcome to La Vida Más Chévere, the place where Spanglish-speaking, child-free Latinas y Latines are learning to dismantle the toxic cultural bullshit we all grew up with. I'm your host, Paulette Errado. Mi gente, I know you're expecting a regular episode today, so this might come as a little bit of a surprise. If you were subscribed to my newsletter or following me on social media, which I highly, highly recommend, because look, I'm there way more often than I'm here, after all, then you got the heads up I'm taking a little time off. What does that mean for you? That means that between September and mid-October, there won't be any new content on the podcast. I'm planning to maybe repurpose some older episodes that would make sense with Hispanic Heritage Month, which is also looming. But I have to take a break from podcasting for the impending move you heard about on the last episode. So now that you know that, I'm going to ask you a little favor, because what I want more than anything is to serve you in dismantling the toxic cultural norms we all grew up with. So I say that at the top of each episode, because that's the entire purpose of this podcast. And I really do hope I'm helping you do that with every guest and with every topic. And during this hiatus, I'd love for you to continue to benefit from that, but through a different medium. That medium is Substack. And my goal this year is to get at least 100 readers on that platform. But what is Substack? And why should you care? Substack is a platform that hosts my blog / newsletter. You can get to it at paulettearado.com/blog. If you ask me why the URL for my website is paulettearado.com and not lavidamaschevere.com or something like that, it's because one of those is easier to spell, paulettearado.com/blog. Don't worry, the link is in the show notes. Back to Substack. It's both a newsletter and a blog post mechanism. Whatever I write is posted on a page and is also emailed out to you so you can read it in your inbox if you want. It's the best if you're super lazy and just want things to come to you instead of having to seek them out. You know, how a podcast player delivers a podcast episode. But what if you're an audio-only listener? What could Substack do for you, the person who prefers to listen or to watch your entertainment? Look, maybe it's not for you, and I've already turned you off. I respect that. Not everyone likes to read. I get it. I'll always assert that reading is fundamental, but if it's not your thing, it's not your thing. Substack actually has an audio functionality. I could literally read you the blog post instead. Would you want that? I'll activate it if you tell me that's what you want. Email me. That link is also in the show notes. But I think most of you do like to read. You're curious people. So now you're intrigued and you're thinking, maybe I can get behind it. Cool. But really, what's in it for you? From the beginning, I've treated Substack like a natural extension and a complement to La Vida Más Chévere, this podcast. On it, I provide you access to longer, more in-depth posts than I could share on the podcast. I repurpose this very content, usually give it a deeper dive so we can go further on our journey to dismantling the toxic cultural bullshit we've just normalized. That doesn't stop when you turn off an episode. It continues over on Substack. Do you remember the episode about whether or not child-free people hate kids? There is also a separate bonus YouTube video for that. That all turned into a 4-part essay on the patriarchy and how we're all subject to its bullshit, which is a way deeper dive than the original episode. And just like on Instagram and TikTok and now on YouTube, I share with you some of the behind-the-scenes action. You also get snippets about interviews you wouldn't otherwise see or hear during these more polished episodes. You want bloopers? I save them only for my most diehard followers. The best part about Substack is you can react, comment, and interact with all these other diehard followers. Y'all need a name. Gaga has her little monsters. Taylor has her Swifties. What should we call ourselves? Let's talk about that over on Substack. If you're listening to this, there's probably already a post up that has this very question in it. What should we call ourselves? Also, a bonus for being on Substack, Elon Musk hates it. And he has stripped away the URLs for Substack from every tweet, every post on Twitter, now X, or the platform formerly known as Twitter. I'm pretty sure he's also making sure that Twitter deprioritizes any tweet with a Substack link in it. Why? because Substack started their own Twitter-like chat function, and that pissed off little man Elon over there. And now they're at war. At war in the same way that Zuckerberg and Musk are at war, and that they are never going to have that cage match. Mark my words. So yeah, you're able to flip the metaphorical bird at Elon by getting on Substack. And who doesn't love that? Because fuck that guy. But in all seriousness, as soon as this episode is over, and I promise the theme song is coming up in just a few seconds, please go to the show notes for this episode and click on the link to subscribe to the Substack. It's right there. Just add your email address and voila, you're done. But here's the real favor I wanted to ask. Now that you're a subscriber, you've got a little email waiting for you in your inbox. In it, there's a little surprise as a thank you. Because what I would really love for you to do now is share that content with your friends, family, the mailman, whoever you'd recommend a podcast to or an article to. Share it with them, not your thank you email. Keep that for yourself. That's just for you. But the rest of it, put it on Facebook with a line about why you think it's good, like, fuck the patriarchy, or this is cheaper than therapy. Put it on LinkedIn to show off how smart and talented you are. I'd say tweet about it, but Elon would probably hate that. So DM your friends about it. Talk about it at brunch or over a cup of tea. You know how I like my tea. If you don't, please give the episode on self-care a listen a little later. My goal, like I said, is 100 subscribers, and you are the key to making that happen. Share it loud and proud, and then go take advantage of that discount you just got, because that's all for you, mi gente. All right, that's it for this week. Catch me on socials. Throw your opinions out on Substack. Please don't be surprised if there aren't any new episodes for a while, because your girl has to go become a real Boricua now. And that's a burrito.
Do you got something to say about this week's episode? DM me on Instagram, at Paulette Irado. And if you'd like to be a guest on La Vida Más Chévere, check out the guest form on my website at PauletteIrado.com. All of these links are in the show notes. While you're at it, can I ask you a favor? I'd really appreciate your helping spread awareness about the podcast, so could you please share it on your socials or even send it to a friend? New episodes come out every other Tuesday. You can enjoy them with tacos or burritos. Muchísimas gracias for your support, y hasta la próxima vez. Cuídate bien.